All right, guys, so this will be Aeneid book 2, lines 594 to 603. So we're starting with the nate. And so this is the vocative. She is talking to Aeneas, of course. Quis tantus dolor excitat? So what such great anger, what such great grief excites, arouses, indomitas iras, your uncontrolled anger. Quid furis? You could say, why are you raging? What are you raging for? So that quid would be considered an accusative of respect. Aut quonam, or whither? Quonam can also be where on earth. Cura nostri recessit, has your care for us gone? Where is it withdrawn? Where is it departed? And that tibi is for you, but also you can translate it with that cura, where has your care for us withdrawn? Non prius auspicies, will you not first see? Ubi liqueris, where you have left, Anchises. Okay, so his father. And then she goes even further. Your parentem fessum, your parent, worn out, aetate, by age. So it's describing Anchises is, of course, old, worn out with age. Let's see. And the nay there is really making this a question, whether your wife Creusa survives, and Ascanius puer, and your boy Ascanius. And you can repeat that superit survives. Grai acies erant undique. So you've got the Greek battle lines, the Greek army wanders on all sides, everywhere. Cercum, around. Quos omnes, them all. Okay, so the army's wandering around, your family is wandering around them all. Et ni mea cura resistant. And if my care does not stop it. Iam flammae tulerent. The flames would have already carried them away. So this is going back to that quos omnes, them all. And if my care doesn't stop it, the flames would have already carried them off. And inimicus insis, the hostile sword, how serit, would have drained them. Okay, so if I hadn't been there, they would already be dead. The flames would have carried them off, or they would have been killed by a sword. Okay. Facies tindaritas lacenae. The face, the appearance of Spartan Helen, of Lacanian Tindarida. Non invisa tibi est, is not to be hated by you. Culpatus ve est Paris, nor is Paris to be blamed. Inclementia divum, So you've got the cruelty, the harshness of the gods, of the gods. Evertit, has opes, has destroyed these resources, this wealth, and sternit quae Troiam, and lays Troy low, a culmine, from its peak. All right, so Helen and Paris aren't to be blamed, it's the gods. All right, so go back and translate one more time. So, son, what such great pain excites your uncontrolled anger? Why are you raging? Or whither has your care for us withdrawn? Will you not first see where you've left Anchises, your father worn out by age, whether your wife Creusa survives and your boy Ascanius? The Greek army wanders on all sides around them all. And if my care doesn't stop it, the flames would have already carried them off, and the hostile sword would have drained them. The face of Spartan Helen is not to be hated by you, nor is Paris to be blamed. The cruelty of the gods, has destroyed these resources and lays Troy low from its peak.